The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, researchers have discovered a major new cause of inflammatory bowel disease and have found that existing drugs could be used to treat the condition. This news could be a breakthrough for the 40,000 people in Ireland living with Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis and other forms of IBD. And Dr. Brendan O'Shea Kildare, GP and Assistant Professor in Public Health and Primary Care at Trinity College Dublin, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Brendan. This is very good news. Can you explain what we know?
Well, it's a bit complicated to explain, but I have to say it is absolutely fantastic news on this beautiful morning. As you've identified, there are a lot of people out there listening who have inflammatory bowel disease, typically ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. And there's another important group of people, not quite as big, who've got ankylosing spondylitis. These are long-term conditions and they make life more difficult. They are treatable and people are doing much better with them now than previously. But this offers a further very significant breakthrough. So like a lot of conditions now, the science is happening at the level of genetics, and the immune system. So people at the Crick Institute in London, they've been seriously and powerfully collaborating. It relates to the discovery of a gene. And as we understand, there are hundreds of thousands of genes. This is the ETS2 gene, which is a very dull and boring name, but it's of fundamental importance in terms of how your immune system is regulated.
And these are, of course, are autoimmune conditions where the body is sort of, to simplify, attacking itself.
Yes. And when you and I were in medical school, there might have been 6 or 10 of them well recognised. But now we understand that there's a bigger range of conditions have a significant autoimmune basis to it. So the multidisciplinary approach around genetics, immunology and pharmacology is drilling into this. The ETS2 gene is a very old gene. Apparently we shared it with the Neanderthals. This discovery, recognising that this gene particularly is involved in the control of macrophages. What are they? They're large white blood cells. They're in tissues, they're in the bloodstream, they go around the place scavenging things, and on a good day they're good at taking out bacteria and viruses, but on a bad day, and for some groups of people, they attack elements of the body's immune system.
And so, Brendan, what I thought was quite interesting in all of this does it appear that we already have drugs then that we use elsewhere that we could use now to target this?
Well, this is what Dr. James Lee is suggesting. They now know what to target, which is the ETS2 gene. And as I've said, there are a range of immunological agents that are used in a variety of other conditions. So it's a question of identifying one or two of those and modifying them to deliver an antibody to downregulate the ETS2 gene. And they have numerous examples. And Dr. Lee is very optimistic that they're well on the way to. So a key question here is how long is it going to take from this to get to the research lab and to your local pharmacy? It may be another couple of years, maybe 3 to 5 years or longer in the way. But people with ankylosing spondylitis and inflammatory bowel disease, these are long-term conditions. So this is really a hopeful headline for them. It is very exciting. It's interesting to see the people with osteoporosis. A lot of them now that are listening use desuzumab or Prolia, which is a subcutaneous injection every 6 months delivered by a practice nurse. So it's very efficient, far less costs, far more effective control of the condition.
Making great inroads. Look, thank you for explaining, and you explained it all very well, not boring at all. Thank you so much for speaking to us this morning. That is Dr. Brendan O'Shea Kildare, GP, an assistant professor in public health and primary care at Trinity College in Dublin. We're making really big inroads with immunotherapies now, Shane. It's a different ball game out there.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.